It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Degenovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So we needed a little something more lighthearted to turn to as we run up against the end of the show today. Folks who live in downtown Salt Lake City told the council last night about all the problems they've had with e-scooters. Let's check in with this guy, Rick Warner. Rick, what did you have to say about it?
A man on a scooter came whizzing around the corner with his daughter in front of him. Luckily, even with my titanium hip, I was able to jump to the side.
There's been some close calls in my life as well when it comes to scooters, both electric and just flat out the 8-year-olds that are cruising around my neighborhood.
Trying to figure out as a city what to do with e-scooters. That's why we're talking about it today. And the public had a chance to comment yesterday, and I just couldn't help but stop and kind of say, yeah, I know it's happened to me too. You know, when I was listening to these individuals who went up before the city council last night, the gist of the problem is the riding on the sidewalks and the Salt Lake City downtown area. Of course, these e-scooters really hit big here about maybe a year ago, and it's been a pilot program. The city is trying to decide what to do and how to regulate it. Here's how several residents feel about it as they spoke before the city council last night.
The best we can do is have some very strict enforcement of some very strict ordinances. So I'm hoping you are doing your best to do the most you can to make it undesirable for riders.
And impose significant fines on the riders and scooter companies for infractions.
The law is that they not be on the sidewalks. So my being here tonight is to ask you to work your magic in enforcing that our scooters and bikes are no longer allowed on our sidewalks.
My understanding is it is not law yet. The ordinance is being drafted. My understanding, though, every scooter company that I've seen, whether it was Lime or Bird, it says right on their scooter and right in their app that they're not allowed on the sidewalks. Is it illegal? I don't think so. I'm not sure they have an ordinance drawn up yet. At least they hadn't as of a couple weeks ago. But the transportation director, John Larson, has been working on this, trying to determine what is that perfect balance of freeing up traffic downtown, allowing people to move around easily so that everybody's not driving a car. But they're just trying to figure it out.
I don't know if they're moving around easily. I've almost gotten zapped off the sidewalk a few times by e-scooters. Hey, the director of transportation for Salt Lake City, John Larson, promising to join us in the next segment just before the lunch break. I don't know if he's going to be riding an e-scooter to the restaurant or not, but he's promising to stop and pick up the phone and give us a call, let us know where that ordinance is at and what he's thinking and how it will be. What it'll look like. So I want you to check out some more of these stories and see how relatable they are. I have a story of my own that happened to me this week while I was walking over to get a couple of tacos at the taco cart. But first, let's listen to residents complaining to the Salt Lake City Council last night about all the problems they're seeing with e-scooters on the sidewalks.
Friday night and Saturday night's a great night for the guys, like 12 to 9 of them, to be together on the scooters going down the street.
I have witnessed a group of 6 scooters traveling at in a single file at a high rate of speed, approaching a 4-way stop intersection at 2nd North and West Temple. They never slowed. They never stopped. I have witnessed 2 on a scooter, 3 on a scooter, even 4 on one scooter.
Is each scooter licensed? Is each rider licensed? Isn't 20 miles per hour excessive amidst pedestrians?
Have you ever seen how long it takes to stop one of those scooters going 15, 20 miles an hour? Takes at least 30 feet. And he was going in and out amongst these folks. No regard for them whatsoever. It is a major problem we have here.
They're serious about it, aren't they?
Man, folks, I've ridden a scooter a few times. I've loved it. I've loved the experience, especially since we are just outside of downtown. We're just a couple blocks away. It's perfect for us because we don't have to jump in our car. We don't have to drive downtown and try to find parking. It's very, very easy to jump on a scooter and go downtown. Now, have there been abuses? No question. Have there been close calls? We're hearing about them like crazy. But the question we need to be asking is, how are we going to get around downtown? Because if you're limiting it to just cars, then it's going to be even more of a disaster than it currently is.
Well, we're going to get John Larson, Transportation Director for Salt Lake City, on the line next. You can ask him that question. We're going to ask him, are you going to tighten up enforcement efforts on these e-scooters? And before we get John on the line in the next segment, I want to talk to you about my near miss from just 2 days ago when I was walking across the street to the taco cart. Is it my fault or is it the e-scooter's fault? Hear my story.
Probably your fault. Got to keep your head on a swivel, Deb. It's 11:44. Stick around. Final segment of the show coming up in 3 minutes on KSL News Radio.
Dave and Dujanovic. Are you asking for Dave and Debbie everywhere?
Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
And stream them on your phone. The KSL News Radio app. Dave and Dujanovic.
Oh, stories are rolling in from Salt Lake City residents about these rentable e-scooters. People feeling like they're getting run off the sidewalk, jumping out of the way. I'll tell you my story before we get to the interview with John Larson, who's the Salt Lake City's Director of Transportation. I know Dave's got a lot of questions.
Yeah, first of all, for all you complaining about the e-scooter riders, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But if you just get out of my way.
Friday night and Saturday night's a great night for the guys, like 12 to 9 of them, to be together on the scooters going down the street.
I have witnessed a group of 6 scooters traveling at us in a single file at a high rate of speed approaching a 4-way stop intersection at 2nd North and West.
It happens,
Temple.
And they just cross without looking.
I don't know how they fit 6 to 9 guys on one scooter. But nonetheless, I wondered if these make the sidewalk look a little trashy. I'll tell you what happened to me just 2 days ago. I was walking across the street here to the taco cart just for a quick snack after the show, Dave. You had abandoned me. So I was walking along, and of course, I was walking and texting. And I got over here to the traffic signal to cross the crosswalk, and I didn't see the e-scooter there, and I about broke my neck. So I about tripped over the thing. You wouldn't expect, I haven't conditioned myself to think there's an e-scooter on 4th West by the traffic signal, just kind of parked right there. I just about broke my neck.
First of all, stop looking at your phone while you're walking. It's not the e-scooter's fault. It's your nose and your phone's fault.
I knew you'd blame me. Let's get John Larson, Director of Transportation for Salt Lake City, on the line. Good morning, Mr. Larson.
Hi, good morning.
So you have any ordinances drafted up to regulate e-scooters more than they've been regulated over the last year or so?
Yeah. So starting in July of last year, in 2018, we decided to do a pilot program where we opened it up for any vendor that met some minimum requirements. We'd allow them to come and operate in the city. Currently have 4 vendors. All knowing that at some point we'd move into more of a kind of permanent operating period, and we're right about at that transition point. So we've been working with our legal team on a draft ordinance for kind of the long-term management of and regulation of scooters. And so that should be making its way over to council. We call it a transmittal process when we send it over to them, and that should transmit potentially this week.
So last night, the city council got an earful from residents talking about all their close calls and all the dangerous usages they've seen. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think those are legitimate concerns. I think the reason we are supportive of the scooters and trying to figure out how to make them work is we do need to find ways to help people get around without driving, especially in downtown where it's just so congested. And cars, they take up a lot of space and they pollute. And so, we want to find ways to help people safely get around without a car. But that said, you know, it's a scary experience to have someone buzz past you on as you're walking down the sidewalk. And so we've been really pushing over the last, especially over the last month or so, the Walk Your Wheels campaign to help encourage people on scooters, bikes, or skateboards to walk on the sidewalk, and then to use bike lanes to, you know.
Sure. Okay, so John Larson is the director of transportation with Salt Lake City. So I don't think we got to the heart of the answer of my previous question, which is what does the ordinance say that you've drafted up? What are you going to do to regulate e-scooters? Are you going to make them ride in the street? Are you going to give more tickets out? Are you going to make them illegal in Salt Lake City? Give us some insight in what the ordinance says.
Oh, sure.
Or the draft ordinance
says.
We're
proposing, you know, that scooters would be allowable, but that they should follow the same rules as bikes, which basically means no sidewalk riding downtown. And use bike lanes where available. And then other than that, you know, you'd follow generally the rules of the road. So you'd have to stop at stop signs and things like that.
What does enforcement look like?
Enforcement's kind of tricky. You know, the police have said that they it's a tough situation for them to have to be, you know, chasing kids down and tackling them off scooters. And that's not something that they really want to, get engaged in if possible. But, so we're looking at other options that would make it easier for them to, be able to be involved in enforcement. You know, perhaps each scooter could have, in large numbers, have like an identifier so that, police could just, you know, take a picture. And then we send that picture to the scooter company, who then sends a, you know, we find the scooter company, who then can find the rider.
Ooh,
whatever applicable fee.
Police surveilling so scooters.
That's a possibility.
Well, it sounds like you're making progress, Mr. Larson, on the plan to regulate e-scooters.
So we're asking the people, you know, that they be patient with us as we work through this. And we want to find a way to make this work for everyone. We want everyone to feel safe and comfortable downtown.
Do you feel like it's eased congestion and reduced pollution?
I feel like it's one more tool in our toolkit to help move us in that direction. Absolutely. And then in order for them to have, you know, to be fully effective, scooters, bikes, et cetera, you know, the city, we will continue to rework our streets to provide more safe places for people to bike and scoot on our streets. Right now, a lot of our streets, you know, people don't feel safe riding out in traffic. And so that's the other thing that we're working on that's a little bit longer term as a city, is providing more safe and comfortable bike lanes.
John Larson, Director of Transportation for Salt Lake City, thanks for jumping on the line. We'll let you go jump on your e-scooter and head to lunch now. I don't even know if he rides one or not. I haven't even been on one, Dave.
You should. They're fun.
Are they?
They're a ton of fun. And one of the things people have said is you ought to put a regulator on it to only go 5 or 7 miles an hour, a little faster than walking speed. Trust me. You reduce it down to 5 to 7 miles an hour, don't even put them out there.
I can run faster than that.
You sure? You talk about how slowly you run all the time.
I mean, it might be a close
call.
You
can run forever.
We might finish sort of, you know, it's a photo finish. But yeah, I think I could run faster than that. If an e-scooter can't go any faster than I run, then what's the value in it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I haven't tried one yet, but I'm challenging you to an e-scooter ride. And we won't ride them on the sidewalk. And I'll bring us helmets.
We'll see about that.
Tomorrow morning, along with all the Brussels sprouts I'm going to cook for you and the carrots that I got to give to you tomorrow because they're getting stale in the fridge.
Good. Yeah. Give me some stale carrots. That's what I'm looking for. I think there was some really interesting things. And thank you so much, folks, for joining us in this conversation today. So many things. We are going to keep a very, very close eye on this story. It's basically baby selling. Adoptive parents getting taken advantage of, birth mothers being taken advantage of by a man that police call really a shyster, somebody that is taking advantage of parents that are desperate for children. So anyway, that press conference from the Attorney General is coming up at the top of the hour. So we'll make sure we follow that story all day long on KSL News Radio.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.